Kyle Monongai left Sunday's practice after an apparent right knee injury, hurt when he got tangled with defensive tackle Grady Jarrett during a drill while the team practiced without full pads. Initial signs suggested he avoided serious injury, but further testing was needed, per Patrick Finley at the Chicago Sun-Times. Guard Joe Thuney summed up the mood on the field. "Hopefully it's nothing too crazy significant, but football is football, it's tough. Here is why a scare with an encouraging early read still earns a full episode." The June case for Monongai was never about his rookie production, which was a solid compliments line. 169 carries, 783 yards, 5 touchdowns, plus 18 catches, with 126 carry, 176 yard glimpse of a true lead workload against Cincinnati. The case was the path. Chicago drafted no running back at all, a quiet endorsement of him as the clear number two, and DeAndre Swift is playing on the final year of his contract, which makes Monongai the implied succession plan rather than a mere insurance policy. "We said his entire value was that live path to more work, and that the ceiling was Swift's availability. Paths like that run on your own availability, and this camp keeps testing his." Before Sunday's knee, Monongai had already missed time earlier in camp with a soft tissue injury the team called day-to-day, returning to practice on August 3rd, per Pro Football Talk and Finley's Practice 5 report. Meanwhile, the back ahead of him spent the week authoring a 62-yard scrimmage touchdown. None of this changes the depth chart today. All of it chips at the August reps a second-year back needs to grow his share. Does the June read hold? Complicated. The role logic is fully intact. Nobody new is threatening the number two job. But the succession plan thesis assumes he is standing when the opportunity arrives, and camp has now interrupted him twice in 3 weeks. Two things for next week: the results of the knee testing, and whether he is on the field for the Bengals joint practice Thursday or the game next Saturday. We'll check next Sunday. Data via NFL Verse.